Zakta Helga Mishnah Vayitra Masechtas Menachas Perigit Gimel Mishnah Vav Harei Alai Oyla. That's what he says, Harei Alai Oyla. But he doesn't explain what type of an animal he wants to bring to fulfill his nether. Because an Oyla can be several types of animals. Zakta Mishnah Yavi Keves. He should bring a male lamb, because that's like the smallest of the behemoths that it's possible to bring an Oyla from. Now, an Oyla can come from cattle, it can come from sheep, but only from Scharim. It can be an ox, it can be a calf, it can be a ram, it can be a lamb, it can be a goat. But he's not telling us which one. So we're assuming it's a keves, because that's the cheapest from this list. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Elazar ben Azariah says, keves is not the cheapest oila. You know what the cheapest oila would be? A turtle dove or a young pigeon. You have oila sa'ayif. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Oitar Oy ben Yainik, can bring either a turtle dove or a young pigeon. Now the Batanur explains this is what the Machlokes is about. Where the Tanakhama lived, when someone said oila, he meant a behema oila. And the cheapest of the behema oilas would be a keves. Where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah lived, if someone said oila, that could have also referred to an oila sa'ayif, to a bird. And remember, we're talking about Nidarim, so we're trying to get into what he meant. He's not telling us what he meant, so we're trying to assume. So it's based on what people meant when they said these things. Zakta Mishnah Vayiter, Perashti min HaBakar. He says, well, I did spell out when I made my Kabbalah to bring an oiler from cattle, but I don't know which of the cattle animals. I know for sure it wasn't a sheep. I know for sure it's not a lamb. I know it's not a goat. Because that's not called cattle. Sakta Mishnah, well, Yavi Par Ve'egel. You have to bring both a bull and a calf. Now, really, a bull is a calf after it grows up. It's the same behemoth. But the Batanur explains, our Mishnah goes according to Rebbe. Rebbe holds, and we're going to see this later in Mishnah Ches, that if someone donates a small behemoth and brings a big one, he's not Yotze. So, I can't say, well, I'm not sure if it's an eagle or a par. Let him bring a par. It's for sure good. It's not for sure good. Because if he said eagle, a par is not good. And if he said par, an eagle is not good. So if he's telling us it was either an eagle or a par, because those are the two choices from cattle, and he did say he remembers it was cattle, he has to bring both. Now, the Rabbanan argue on Rebbe. They say, wait, if you donate a smaller animal, you bring a bigger one, you're yaitza. Yesh b'chlal merubim muyit. So memela, he remembers it was cattle, let him bring a par. And even if he said eagle, the par is for sure good, according to the Chachamim. But according to Rebbe, he would have to bring both. Batanur says that the Allah is like the Chachamim. If he says, min ha-behema, I do remember when I made my Kabbalah, I said I'm going to bring a type of an animal. In other words, for sure not a bird. But I don't know what type of an animal. Oh, so now, yavi par ve-egel, ayil gedi utleh. He has to bring one of each type of an animal, a par, a bull, the eagle, a male calf, ayil, a ram, gedi, the small goat, vitle, and a male lamb. So again, an eagle is really a young par. In its first year, it's called an eagle. From its second and third year of life, it's called a par. A sawyer is an adult goat. A keves or tle is a male sheep in its first year. An ayil is a ram, a male sheep in its second year. Same as a gedi and a sawyer. A gedi is a male goat in its first year, and a sawyer is in its second year. So it's all the sheet of Rebbe, who says you have to bring the little ones and the big ones. If he says, Peirashti, I specified in my Kabbalah to bring a certain type of an oila, but I don't know which one, he doesn't even remember whether it was a bird or an animal, so Moisev Aleim Tarib and Yaina. Add to all these other animals listed beforehand, a turtle dove and a young pigeon. These are the two types of birds that could be a carbon lila. So what's he going to be bringing over here? Because he doesn't remember what he promised? A bull, a calf, a ram, a lamb, a goat, a little goat, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Chaz ring over Mishnah Vav, if he says a rei alai oila, but he doesn't specify what type of an animal. He can bring the cheapest of the animals, which is a lamb, but not an oif, because in the place of the Tanakhama, when you said oilas tam, it meant oilas behema. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, no, he says anything, any kind of vayla could even be a bird, because in Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah's town or area, when someone said oyla plain, that sometimes included a bird as well. In the Tanakama's place, if you meant a bird oyla, you said oyla sa'oif. Okay, so that's really the simplest case. It doesn't tie himself down to anything. It just says, I take upon myself to bring an oyla. So the only question is, does it have to be the cheapest of the animals, or could it be a bird? It starts getting a little bit more twisted if he says, well, I specified I'm going to bring it from cattle. So I know it's not a sheep or a goat, but I didn't say what type of cattle. So he has to bring both a par and an eagle, even though a par is a big eagle. But according to Rabbi, if you promise the small behem, you can't bring a big one. And therefore, he has to bring both. If he says, I know I said from a behemoth, but I don't know which behemoth, he has to bring all possible behemoths, a par, an eagle, an isle, a gadi, and a tle, even though that includes older and younger of the same mean. Again, it goes according to the sheet of Rabbi. If he says, no, I said which one, but I don't remember anything. I don't even remember when I specified, if I specified behemoth or oif. Well, then add to the list of all the behemoths we mentioned a turtle dove and a young pigeon. So, when we're going to build a Beis HaMikdash and you see someone walking down the street with a bull and a calf and a ram and a lamb and a goat and a little goat and a turtle dove and a young pigeon, you'll know this is a person who promised an oyla and he said he was specific, but he doesn't have a clue what he promised.